Snowy Mountains Promise, written by Alyssa Callan and read by Rebecca McCauley. Hetty Burbrook was many things. Introvert, redhead, pilot, chiropractor, photographer. But something she'd never been called was unprepared. Thanks to her childhood, she always had a plan B. And usually a plan C. It didn't matter that beyond the front propeller of her Cessna light plane, the late afternoon sky had darkened to a stormy grey. Or that the visibility of the high country airstrip wasn't ideal. Her landing would be textbook. She'd double-checked the weather, the state of the private landing strip, and allowed extra time to perform her pre-flight checks. Shoulders relaxed, she looked to her right to take in the novelty of the rugged, snow-capped peaks. Her usual views, even in winter, were of red dirt, dusty scrub, and ribbon straight gravel roads. Her duffel bag held the only woolen jumper she'd owned for the past 3 years. Warm clothes weren't exactly a necessity when treating her outback clients for sore backs and knees. Just as well her online shopping purchases had arrived before she'd left to fly south. She had enough thermals to keep her cozy in an Arctic freeze. Her lips curved as she studied the pristine blanket of white. High above the world, with only herself for company, was her happy place. Here there was no loss, and no expectation she didn't have a hope of fulfilling. Here she could be who she was, freckles and all. Here she was as free as the far-off eagle who drifted in slow circles within a thermal updraft. The green flash of the wingtip light refocused her thoughts and brought reality back in a rush. Her smile died. She'd soon be on the ground, and the respite flying had provided from the hollow anguish inside would end. It had been a fortnight since her surprise visit home to Woodley, and life had irrevocably changed. She took a last look at the serenity of the mountains before concentrating on her descent. As the plane flew lower, the once distant landscape formed into distinct shapes. Below the snow line, timbered slopes gave way to the sweep of a large open valley. Deer grazed on the far side of a meandering creek, while on the other side, horses galloped, their heads tossing and manes rippling as they raced the plain. Hand steady, she guided the Cessna towards a cluster of corrugated iron roofs. A white aviation windsock fluttered on the edge of Glenwood Station's airfield. Beyond the cleared space, a farm ute was parked beside a shed that would act as a hangar for the plane. Brenner had made it back from Canberra. It had been far too long since they'd caught up face to face. Except as Hetty fully focused on the figure leaning against the ute. Her breath caught. Brenner wasn't so tall, which meant... She briefly closed her eyes. As prepared and organised as she was, there was one person who never failed to throw her carefully curated world into chaos. Brenner's twin brother, Tate.